The hallway outside your office still carries that hospital mix of antiseptic and burnt coffee. Warren sits in the chair across from you, knuckles pale where his hands clamp together. He is 61, the head of cardiothoracic surgery. For 30 years, his outcomes have helped keep the hospital's reputation spotless. He asked to see you privately, voice low. He told you he has early Parkinson's. It's intermittent, Warren says. Not at rest. When I'm operating, I'm steady. He taps his case log. His last 12 surgeries show no complications, but you have seen it twice this week in the corridor, a quick flutter of his fingers when he thought no one was watching. On Monday morning, Warren is scheduled to do a valve replacement on Sophie, a 9-year-old. Her parents have been sleeping in the waiting room, shoes off, eyes red from worry. The surgery is high stakes and time sensitive, but not an absolute emergency. There is no mandatory reporting rule that clearly covers this exact gray zone, at least not yet. If you pull Warren, you may protect Sophie from a risk you cannot quantify, and you may also derail a legendary surgeon's career based on something you only glimpsed. If you let him operate, you are asking a child's heart and the hospital's trust to ride on your hope that the tremor stays away. The schedule is being finalized today. You have to decide before Monday is locked in. What do you do?